Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Pei Gimel, the fifth parak Hamokhar Sasvina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lezechin Nishma Sagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nuchusi Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous daf discussed the minimum and maximum space between three purchased trees where the buyer would acquire land. Rav Yosef quoted Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, saying between 4 and 8 amos. Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel, saying between 8 and 16 amos. Abaye supported Rav Nachman from a Mishnah climb, which permitted planting between vines set 16 amos apart. Rav Yosef responded that the halacha should not follow that Tana, rather the other opinion that Mishnah, Rav Yishim, based on an incident which Rav Yehuda paskin that the buyer acquires land if they are at a distance of Kamulo Bakr V'Chelev, enough for cattle and their plowing implements to walk, which was proven to mean 4 amos. There are explicit sources that Rav Yishim holds. The maximum space between trees, Mufuzar, and spread out, is 8 amos, and the minimum, Ritzufim, close together, is 4 amos, and that the Rabbanim's maximum space is 16 amos. Rav Nachman inferred that the Rabbanim's minimum space is half their maximum, like Rabbi Shimon's. However, Rava paskins the space is between 4 and 16 amos. He rules like the Rabbanim's maximum and asserts they agree with Rabbi Shimon's minimum. Point number 2, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Machilo Shloshim Bade Ilan, if he sold him 3 stalks of one tree which are connected underground and appear separate, are they considered 3 trees and acquires land, or are they considered a single tree? A proof is brought from Klein that they would combine as 3 trees. A Papa asks, Machu Oshnai Batoch Sadeu, if he sold him 2 trees inside his field, the Echad Ol HaMetzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees, or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the 3rd tree he sold was in the neighbor's field? Rav Ashi asks if various barriers between the trees separate them, such as a pit, an irrigation system, a rishus harabim, or row of palms. The Gemara concludes, Teku, let these questions stand unresolved. Hillel asks Rebbe, as per the Gemara's emendation, Hayeres Benehem, if there was a cedar between the 3 trees, does it separate them? Rebbe responded, Kana Vakana, he definitely acquired land and the cedar as well. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states, Arba Midas Memochrin. There are 4 different laws regarding sales. Machil Ochitin Yafos Venimso Raos. If the seller sold what was supposed to be superior wheat and was found inferior, Holokeo Yachul Aksubo. The buyer can retract from the sale, but not the seller. If it was supposed to be inferior wheat, but was found superior, only the seller can retract. These cases are not a mechaktaos, a mistaken sale, since wheat was sold as ordered, rather they are onah, defrauding, in which only the defrauded party can retract. If the wheat was inferior as ordered, or superior as ordered, neither party can retract, even if the price changed. Shechamtis v'nimses levana, if they agreed on red wheat, and it was found to be white, or the reverse, eitzim shel zayitz v'nimsu shel shikma, or they agreed on all wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, yain v'nimsa chometz, or they agreed on wine, and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, shnehen yachoin lachzer behen, both of them can retract. This is a mechachtal, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the previous daf discussed the minimum and maximum space between 3 purchased trees where the buyer would acquire land. Rav Yosef quoted Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, saying between 4 and 8 amos. Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel, saying between 8 and 16 amos. Abaye supported Rav Nachman from a Mishnah climb, which permitted planting between vines set 16 amos apart. Rav Yosef responded that the halacha should not follow that Tana, rather the other opinion that Mishnah, Rav Yishim, based on an incident which Rav Yehuda paskin that the buyer acquires land if they are at a distance of Kamulo Bakr V'Chelev, enough for cattle and their plowing implements to walk, which was proven to mean 4 amos. There are explicit sources that Rav Yishim holds. The maximum space between trees, Mufuzar, and spread out, is 8 amos, and the minimum, Ritzufim, close together, is 4 amos, and that the Rabbanim's maximum space is 16 amos. Rav Nachman inferred that the Rabbanim's minimum space is half their maximum, like Rabbi Shimon's. However, Rava paskins the space is between 4 and 16 amos. He rules like the Rabbanim's maximum and asserts they agree with Rabbi Shimon's minimum. Point number 2, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Machilo Shloshim Bade Ilan, if he sold him 3 stalks of one tree which are connected underground and appear separate, are they considered 3 trees and acquires land, or are they considered a single tree? A proof is brought from Klein that they would combine as 3 trees. A Papa asks, Machu Oshnai Batoch Sadeu, if he sold him 2 trees inside his field, the Echad Ol HaMetzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees, or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the third tree he sold was in the neighbor's field? Rav Ashi asks if various barriers between the trees separate them, such as a pit, an irrigation system, a rishus harabim, or row of palms. The Gemara concludes, Teku, let these questions stand unresolved. Hillel asks Rebbe, as per the Gemara's emendation, Hayeres ben Nehem, if there was a cedar between the three trees, does it separate them? Rebbe responded, Kana v'kana, he definitely acquired land and the cedar as well. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Arba Midas Mamochrin. There are four different laws regarding sales. Machlo Chitin Yafos Venim So Raos. If the seller sold what was supposed to be superior wheat and was found inferior, Halokeo Yachu Aksubo, the buyer can retract from the sale, but not the seller. If it was supposed to be inferior wheat, but was found superior, only the seller can retract. These cases are not a mechaktaos, a mistaken sale, since wheat was sold as ordered, rather they are onah, defrauding, in which only the defrauded party can retract. If the wheat was inferior as ordered or superior as ordered, neither party can retract, even if the price changed. Shechamtis v'nim says levana, if they agreed on red wheat and it was found to be white, or the reverse, eitzim shel zayitz v'nim su shel shikma, or they agreed on olive wood and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, yain v'nim sa chometz, or they agreed on wine and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, shnehen yachoin lachzer behen, both of them can retract. This is a mechachtal, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. All right, so now we go to Simon da Pei Gimel, and a standard Simon is a pogo stick. A pogo stick. So here goes. The pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sold trees, with a carcass between them, was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mechachtalos because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on. Once again, slow motion. The pogo stick champion. Pogo stick? That must be one daf Pei Gimel. The pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sold trees with a carcass between them was also included, which reminds us the Gemara brings machlokas about the required distance between three trees to acquire land. The Rabban hold the maximum distance between trees is 16 amos. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sold trees where the carcass between them was also included and finished the race right next to the third tree of another set, which was on the border in between two fields. Which reminds us, Rapapa asked, Machlo Shnai B'toch Zedeo, if he sold in two trees inside his field, the Echad Oha Metzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees? Or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the third tree he sold was in a neighbor's field? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sold trees, with the carcass between them, was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mechachtaos because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood, when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on, which reminds us. The Gemara brings Arba Midas Mamochrin, four different laws of sales, where the sold item was found different than that was agreed upon. Eitzim shel zayitz v'nimsu shel shikma. If the buyer and seller agreed on olive wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, or they agreed on wine and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, both of them can retract. This is a mechachtaos, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. So once again, the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sold trees, where the carcass between them was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mechachtaos because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on. All right, so now it's time for four blah back hazara. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes writes to an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer. So here goes. The artistic sofer. Sofer? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Tes. 8, pen, sofer. The artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire, with a Maimer Chazal underneath, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav, call a portion of Divrei Torah, whoever separates from the words of Torah, Eish Ochalto, fire consumes him. As the Pasuk says, V'nasati es panai behem, Mehaish yatzau, Mehaish tochlem, and I'll set my face against them from the fire they have departed, and the fire will consume them. So the artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire, with a Maimer Chazal underneath, and posted a Molin Behen sign under some growths of a Hekdesh tree, which reminds us, Rav Yossi says, a Makdish is a Sadeh Se'ilon, if one is Makdish, a field or tree, Molin Behen u'begiduehen, one violates Mi'il for them and their subsequent growths, Mifnei and Gedulei Hekdesh, because the growths of Hekdesh, which Rav Yossi holds, is subject to Mi'ilah. So the artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire with a Maimar Chazal underneath, and posted a Molin Behen sign under some gross of a Hekdesh tree, was not over Me'ilah when he pulled a feather from a dove that flew into the Hekdesh dovecote to make a quill, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas regarding contents of a pit or a dovecote which were there before or after one was Makdish the pit or dovecote. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be on Daf Pei. The painter who was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Halkech peros shovach mechavera, one who buys the produce of a dovecote from his friend, mafriach brecha rishon, must allow the first pair of doves born to fly to remain with the mother. Now this seems contradictory from a Braisa teaching that the first and second pairs are left, and Rav Kahana explains that the second pair is left for the daughter, meaning the first pair of offspring. The first pair is left for the mother and is sufficient for it because it becomes attached to its daughter and its mate, which we leave for it. The mother's companionship isn't sufficient for the daughter because a mother is attached to its daughter, but a daughter does not become attached to its mother. Therefore, the daughter's own offspring, the second pair, must be left for the daughter's companionship. So the painter was hired to paint a dovecoat whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which has the status of food regarding tumah, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said, Dvash bekaver is eno yotzmi de machal olam. Honey in a beehive never loses its food status, although it's eaten by bees and remains human food and is therefore susceptible to tumah. This proves that he holds loboy machshava. Honey in a beehive does not require thought to designate it as food. So the painter was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which is a status of food regarding tumah, and shared some with a tzaddik who has a great reward and a son who is like him, just like a tamar and an heiress, which reminds Rav Chiya bar Luliani Darshan on the Pasuk, Tzedek Tamar Yifrach Ke'erez Bevanon Yiskeh, the righteous man who flourishes like a day palm, he will grow like an heiress in Lebanon. A tzedek is compared to both, because if he's only compared to an heiress, one could think, just as an heiress does not produce fruit, so too a tzedek does not produce fruit, meaning schar, reward. Therefore, he's compared to a palm, which produces fruit. Had he only been compared to a palm, one could think, just as a tamar does not regenerate, so too a tzedek does not regenerate, meaning leave a son behind who is like him. Therefore, he's compared to an Erez, which does regenerate. Daf Pei Off. So the similar Daf Pei Off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be on Daf Pei Olive. The grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of one who buys two trees, acquires land, and if he is maybe Vakore by Bikurim. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the explanation that the reason for being Mavi Ve'enakor is based on a suffix. Because of the uncertainty, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own the land. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya, which reminds us, the Gemara brings challenges to bring Bikurim based on a suffix. Although Kriya Luma Akeva's reciting is not critical to bringing Bikurim, the application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha, which is in Rui Labila, not fit for mixing, Bila Ma'akeva's boat, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since Kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the Bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with a Shaliach, which is exempt from Kriya. Daf Pei Beis. So the Simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer who put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter. Peanut butter? That must be on Daf Pei Beis. The peanut farmer who put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Pei Off Amud Off taught that where someone bought trees but not land, that whatever grows from the Geza, the trunk, belongs to the buyer. And whatever grows from the Sharashim, the roots, belongs to the seller. Rav Yochanan defines these terms, anything that sees the face of the sun, meaning that begins growing above ground, zehu mina geza, this is categorized as from the trunk, and anything that does not see the face of the sun, meaning it begins growing from underground, zehu mina sharashim, this is categorized as from the roots. So the peanut farmer put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who buys three trees acquires land. Ryokan explained how much land is acquired, tachten uvenen, under the trees and between them, v'chutzelhen kamol orav asolo, and the land outside the trees large enough for one picking fruit and his basket beside him. So the peanut farmer put jars of Pnei Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, was disappointed when he was told that neither he nor the seller may plant peanuts on that area of land, which reminds us, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Osen Orav Asolo Mizoran, who may plant the area around the purchased trees for the picker to stand with his basket? Does the buyer acquire this land fully and may plant there, or is it essentially the seller's land and the buyer merely has the right to use it for harvesting his trees? The Gemara concludes that neither can plant in this area. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we machlokes about Me'ila in Gedulei Hekdesh? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number two, which of the one that one should weigh Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schara and Schara Vera Keneged Hefseda? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number three, which Daf do we machlok about the required distance between three trees to acquire land? That's on Daf Pei Gemo. Good. Number four, which Daf do we one that a buyer of three trees has the right to land Mela'ora Vesala for the picker and his basket? That's on Daf Pebes. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss one who buys the produce of a dovecote and what he must leave behind for the mother? That's on daf Pei. Good. Number six, which daf do we know the reason for one who bought two trees has to bring bikurim but is not kor the psukim is based on a suffix? That's on daf Pei off. Good. Number seven, which daf do we discuss arba midos b'mochrin, where the sold item was found different than what was agreed upon? That's on daf Pei Gemo. Good. Number eight, which daf do we know that whatever grows from the trunk belongs to the buyer of the tree? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number nine, which daf do we know that money can be acquired with kinyan aga but not through chalipin? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number ten, which daf do we discuss if one sold two trees in his field and one on the boundary, whether they combine to become a field of trees to include land in the sale? That's on daf Pei Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.